This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to get things going today. What do you want first there, Mahoney?
How about we start today off, Dave, with some bad news? Just get out of the way.
You know, some bad news, sure. This is, I think, a life lesson for people as well. The Sheriff's Office in Spokane, Washington, said that a man tried to give them a fake name during a traffic stop, and it created even more fuss when the name of the person that he gave turned out to be somebody with active warrants for his arrest. Deputies, they ran the license plate on the vehicle Tuesday night. It showed that the registered owner's driver's license was suspended. They asked the driver, later identified as Michael Kinn, for his license. Kinn said he didn't have it with him. He told the deputies the stop was illegal, and he didn't have to identify himself.
Seems about right.
Legal expert.
I know my rights.
Deputies say, you know, why don't you hop out of the car there? Let's talk about this a little further. Upon further questioning, he provided his name. Deputies said, all right. So they ran the name through the system, found, oh, active felony and misdemeanor arrest warrants. They told him, hey, bad news, when we ran your name, turns out you have a bunch of warrants. And he went, you know, as it turns out, that's not my name.
Oh, my God.
What a surprise.
That's just my nickname.
Yeah.
They call me in high school.
He was found to have no contact order, which prohibited him from being in contact with the woman who had been in the car with him. So that's another problem that he had. He was booked for violating an order, driving with a suspended license, and making false or misleading statements. So ended up going to jail.
Yeah, you can't go with a generic name. You really got to think of something unique. You know, yeah. Like when I get arrested or get detained and I'm not feeling it.
And you're not feeling the getting detained part?
Yeah, feeling the detained part. And they asked me what my name is. That's why I always prefer Dr. Go Blank Yourself. That is my go-to. DDS.
I prefer to go with a name that I know is not going to get me caught up in something, you know, something that died many years ago. I go with Methuselah.
Methuselah.
Yeah, there's not a lot of Methuselahs in today's day and age.
I've never met one.
See?
I feel like if I knew somebody named Methuselah, she'd have a warrant out.
Yeah. They're like, sir, Methuselah actually has a 9,000-year-old warrant against him for polygamy. Dang it.
I hate it when that happens.
Good news today as well. A man who police describe as a recluse has been found alive after spending the entire winter trapped inside of his house by snow and just living off canned food.
Okay.
Officers were called Thursday night by a concerned neighbor who returned from Florida and noticed, hey, there's a lot of thick snow and ice outside of this house. Police arrived and they found the winter's worth of snow piled high in the driveway with no tracks or signs of life. So they're like, okay, well, there's a lot of snow there, but there's no one going in and out. This is kind of a problem. They spent the next 90 minutes working to clear a path to the front door with the neighbors pitching in with shovels and snow blowers. The ice was so thick, they had to call in a tractor from the city to help.
Whew. Oh, wow.
Three officers finally reached the house. They didn't see any signs of life until they found the man sitting in the living room. He had decided to just ride out the winter. He said, I couldn't get out. My snow blower broke. And so he was just going to stay there all winter until the spring thaw let him get out of the house. The man told police he'd been surviving by rationing whatever canned food he had left. Police say they'll check on the man over the following weeks, but they gave him some other food and made sure he was stocked up.
Seems like a win-win. Like, you don't even have to shovel your own. You know, they thought you were dead. They shovel your driveway for you, and you get food.
I mean, they did everything for you, but
I'm
curious
about the scene when they actually came in. Like, did they find him watching TV, or was he just
like in a blanket or
sitting
something?
Sitting there, like, in the dark.
I feel like you'd go stir crazy if you're in your house for that long.
Like, did he have internet? Did he have cable? Like, was he able to?
He had One Life magazine from the 70s. Man, this Richard Nixon character.
Ah, he's nuts. Methuselah is dead. What?
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
It's still early enough in the week for us to say, hey guys, this week can be our week. This week we can be better.
No.
Anyone buying it?
No.
Is it really?
No.
After everything that happened last week, what do you think? Do we have some sort of revelation over the weekend that things are going to change. We didn't. None of us had a near-death experience. None of our significant others left us. We didn't file for bankruptcy. None of us got sick.
Wait, would any of those things make us better on the radio? Well, like, less blooper prone?
Yeah, maybe we would take some time to reevaluate what we're doing with our lives and put a little bit more effort into what we do.
Are you saying that we don't put enough effort into it? I think it's because we're trying too hard.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, you're just too good? You care too much?
I care too much. I love you too much.
Uh-huh.
That's what it is.
Okay.
I love this show too much.
You're just ruining it.
It's the... That's the blooper reel.
How dare you try to take a shot at my arts and crafts
ability. Can't even say arts and crafts.
I mean macaroni mural, man. Take a shot at my arts and crafts.
Ian, do you hear the origin?
It is actually of Scottish descent.
Okay.
It is a colloquial expression.
Cool. Well, what was that word?
Colloquial? Colloquial?
Well, somebody's making the blooper reel this week.
Is that it? It's a colloquial expression.
Cool. What was that word?
Colloquial? Colloquial?
High school senior in Norman, Arkansas. Haven't been there. I'm sure it's lovely. It's about 100 miles west of Little Rock.
Wow. And majestic country.
One of his best friends.
I'm not a germaphobe, but still.
It bothers you that you're holding something.
All right. It's time for a world...
What?
Are you that excited?
I'm getting my mouth ready for a world premiere. It's time for a world.
What?
Are you that excited?
I'm getting my mouth ready.
Martha Stewart, sexual Stewart. Sherpa.
What?
What?
Huh?
Sorry, words got confused. Martha Stewart, sexual Stewart. Sherpa.
What?
What?
One of his breasts.
take a shot at my arts and crafts.
It's time.
It's a colloquial
for a world. Breasts.
Martha Stewart, sexual super. Sherpa.
What?
What?
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
If there is a silver lining to this very dark cloud of content that you just heard, it's that it can't get much worse than last week.
That's what you think.
Oh, no, man.
Just give it the old college try. And by that, I mean go for 3 years and drop out with
no credits. No meaningful credits, at least. Yeah.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So Apple is patenting some technology that is anti-snooping technology. If you don't know, now you do. Police are able to track your phone calls and read a lot of your messages. And
cool.
Apple is saying that they want to patent this technology so it will encrypt the signal sent between mobile towers and users' phones, prohibiting authorities from just snooping in on what you're sending.
Yeah.
Look, I get that there's obviously criminals out there doing bad things, and authorities would want to catch those people doing bad things. But there's also a lot of people who are not doing bad things.
Yeah, who are not shady people.
But who do not want somebody else reading all of their communications and or listening in on conversations they're having. Because and correct me if I'm wrong here, you used to have
a warrant
in order to do that.
A judge would have to sign off on something along those lines before you could get into the communications, probable cause needed to exist.
The innovation would inhibit the use of so-called stingray boxes, which act like mobile phone masks that can be used to track users' location, listening on the phone calls, and so much more. So Apple is trying to step in and do something about the need for privacy in 2019. Actually, I guess that's an interesting question. Do we have a need for privacy anymore? Or is everyone just kind of giving up on it?
No,
I still like my privacy.
We absolutely have a right to be able to control our own privacy. Because the moment that you give up the, I am not going to allow the government to come into my house and quarter military or quarter soldiers or be able to just come in and snoop without probable cause.
Did you say quarter soldiers? You think there's going to be like a couple of... cadets bunking with you?
you don't know where it starts, yeah. But there are things
is this
that
the
we
Revolutionary
have.
War? Is yes. that what we're doing now?
Hey, why is there 3 Navy SEALs in my laundry room?
This is why, you know, like I said, the Constitution and this country, you know, we started a revolution because of things like that.
Yeah.
You have to be able to hold on to your own privacy. And these companies that are out there like Facebook and Google that are tracking each and every thing that you do and selling it to advertisers, I don't love. And the police should not be able to get into my phone without probable cause.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
Because they feel like they're going to take advantage of that.
Because here's the thing, too. Right? There continues to be a abuse of power by people who have the ability to do this. There was a story of a police officer not too long ago down in Florida who was using the police database to check out to, like, basically stalk
girls
women.
From Tinder, right?
Yes.
It was girls that he had matched with
social
on Tinder.
Media. He would call them. He would show up at their house to work in order to try to get dates. And it's just like, man, that is creepy. People who have that power and they abuse it need to have the book thrown at them.
So the Chrysler Building, which is the famous skyscraper in New York City, will be sold for a small fraction of its previous sale. The deal, first reported by The Real Deal, was for $150 million. There's an investment fund out of Abu Dhabi, which purchased 90% of the building for $800 million just a decade ago. So back in 2008.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they're saying that the reason why this is not going so well is because the rent is rising from $7.75 million last year to $32.5 million this year.
And then I believe it's going up to like
$41 million in 2028.
Oh,
that is
crap.
A lot of money. Also, who knew that the Chrysler Building, when you bought it, didn't come with the land around it?
No
that
kidding,
seems
right?
That's crazy, right?
Like, I mean,
you're like, wait a minute. If you buy it, like, why do you have to pay rent? Well, it's because, like you said, the land around it and the fact that it's going up so much.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like 5X, right? That's
there
insane.
Was a condo that sold in New York City for less than the Chrysler Building, the most expensive condo in New York. Do you remember that? We were talking about it.
Yeah.
That was that hedge fund guy right off, I think it was Fifth Avenue, right around.
Overlooking Central Park or whatever.
And
it
was like $200-something million. I'm like, why don't you buy
the Chrysler Building?
All you, get out. It's my place now. Go get.
Imagine.
I know. I mean, how badass would that be to have a skyscraper, though?
That's
you know,
where you
like
live.
If you're going to be an evil overlord, you have to have a skyscraper that, for whatever reason, it's always raining around.
Yeah.
Always.
There's always dark clouds around. Yes.
Who's going to clean that, though?
You know, if you have $150 million.
get the windows
but
clean.
What a loss that is, though. You know, like if you think you took a bath on your house in the recession, you know.
$800 million just in 2008 to $150 million now.
Yeah, also if you sold it in 2008.
Yeah, you got out of the right time. So speaking of big money, this guy could buy the Chrysler Building, right? The guy who won the $273 million lottery.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who forgot his tickets. Like, he's so dopey. Like, he seems nice enough, but like he just looks like he smells bad, and he's got this weird... He looks like John Candy's untalented brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. He won the $273 million, and turns out his ex has surfaced now. His ex-wife did an interview where she said she would still never like to get back together with him. They actually pretty recently got divorced. Her name is Eileen Murray, and they were married for 15 years until their divorce this past October. So, I mean, like a couple of months ago, they just got divorced. She made all of the money, and he was a stay-at-home dad. So she's hoping that he'll, quote, do the right thing and toss some money my way,
mm-hmm.
especially since she gave him a lot of money in the divorce, and she's still paying alimony. When a reporter asked her if she'd ever think about getting back together with him, she just said, no way, quote, he's not appealing to me at all, and certainly not all of a sudden just because he has all of this money.
Okay. Well, I don't know why you're taking him back to court, you know? Like, I get it that, like, you know, these are the rules that you have to abide by. This is what a judge ruled on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and just because he's now going to have 200 some odd million
he has a couple of extra bucks laying
around. Doesn't abscond you from your responsibilities.
That's right.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
I mean, that would just be so mean, but if she has to, like, stroke a check for $243 every month and send it to him,
do it.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Good morning, by the way.
not really feeling my job today. For real, I think I might just throw in the towel and work at Burger King again. You know, they probably haven't changed much in the last 15 years or so since I was there last.
Message deleted.
With the whole, like, spring forward thing that went down this past weekend, does it take you guys a couple of days to shake it off, or is it just...
Yeah. I'm wrecked.
Yeah?
Like, I couldn't sleep for whatever reason.
Oh, my God.
And I don't know, like, it doesn't change anything because... Yeah. You know, like, you go... Like,
just like waking up 1 hour earlier.
For Sunday mornings, when it goes from Saturday to Sunday, I didn't set an alarm. I didn't have to wake up on Sunday. Yeah. So, you know, I got plenty of sleep. But going to bed, like, the last couple nights, I'm just like, oh, and can't seem to fall asleep.
And just the fact that it stays brighter later, too. Like, your body...
That messes you up.
It takes a little while to sort of reset that. So, if you're hating your job today, man... Don't feel like it's just you.
And also, I think the world has changed quite a bit in the last 15 years in the world of fast food.
Oh.
Oh.
I thought you meant like people. You mean like going
back to Burger King is not a great plan?
I don't know if you're cut out for it still.
You're saying it's gotten harder?
Yeah, you know, it's like I feel like more is expected out of you. You know, you got the ordering with the app now. There's a whole new world, man. It's a whole new world out there. Just because you did something doesn't mean you could still do it.
You just make whatever you're told to make. Like, if you know how to make a Whopper, and I'm not saying that I do, because I certainly do not. Yeah. I'm saying if you have that skill set, like, I still feel like I could go back to my old jobs and do them well. Don't
you guys
really feel that? Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I'm like, I could wait the hell out of some tables at Outback Steakhouse. I could bag some groceries at Bilo. In fact, every time that I go to a grocery store and the bagger's not right there, I'll go to the end of the thing. And just, they're like, wow, you really know how to bag groceries.
Oh, you should work
for
us.
Sure do. Still got it. Still got it.
Please leave a message after the tone.
All right, boys. Did you hear that blooper reel? You guys sucked. It just sucked. Well, amber is the color of it. You suck. Let's go. Come on. Do better.
Message deleted.
Okay. Well, I mean, we'll try.
I mean, that was kind of our whole thing, is that we're not good at this. We're just setting the expectations low.
Yeah, you know, it's like we're not coming in here telling you we're the greatest thing ever.
We're not good, but we're available.
We're here.
Yeah.
You showed up today. We're slightly better than your other options.
Yeah. Yeah. They're in commercial right now.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What's up, everyone? So I really enjoy dirty laundry, and I love when you guys do it. You always talk about how you're kind of worried for Ian, but let's be real. Are you really worried for him, or do you think he'll be just fine? He's a big boy, right?
Message deleted.
Definitely worried about him and the environment that he is in. So, for example, if we sent Sylvia out to the places that Ian goes for dirty laundry, she would be dead within a minute. 20 minutes.
Not
seconds.
Even.
Yeah.
As soon as she stepped out of her car.
Yeah. Sylvia's scared to go to Europe because all of the pickpockets. Like, just to give you an idea of, like, the level of... being vulnerable and naive.
You send her to a sketchy part of town, she would just lose her mind.
Just die. But Ian has seen some stuff, man. Like, it's going to take a lot to rattle Ian. And he also is a bit of a chameleon. So regardless of the situation that he's in, because of those things, his street smarts I would put at a 9.8 out of 10.
Oh, totally.
Sylvia is like a 1 out of 10 at best.
But yes, to answer his question, I am very much worried for Ian's well-being, because I think if he does get stabbed, it will come back on us. And
that's the one reason.
It coming back on us?
Oh, it's not so much his safety.
Oh, yeah.
You're worried that it's going to get us in trouble if he gets stabbed?
Yeah, we're going to get in trouble. You and I are going to have
I'm not worried about us getting in trouble. I'm worried about him getting stabbed.
Nah, man, he'll be fine. He'll be fine.
What do you mean he'll be fine?
You know what the worst part is? I kind of agree with Mahoney.
Yeah, he's got insurance. He'll be covered. He's
exactly.
Good.
I'll be fine. I just don't want you guys.
What if he gets? If he gets stabbed, like, what if he dies?
I'll kick in on that deductible.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I think we are going to get blamed for it by you know, our boss's boss's boss.
Okay, Ian, this is your opportunity, live on the air, to absolve us of any wrongdoing. Should you intentionally or unintentionally get stabbed while doing something for the radio show?
I just want to let you all know I am of sound mind right now, and I am absolving both of you, not Sylvia.
What? Why?
In case I ever get injured or killed in the line of duty.
The line of duty.
Here on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Yeah, and I love that Sylvia is going to get fired for it.
Yep.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
I like seeing bad things happen to bad people. Mm-hmm. And R. Kelly is at the top of that list these last couple of weeks, and things just seem to be getting worse and worse for him. Although, it's so strange to me that people keep posting his bail for him. Did you guys see that?
Another one?
$161,000 that he owed in back child support. Somebody, some anonymous source, stepped up and paid that for him so he could get out.
Really?
After what? The daycare owner posted the $100,000. Like, it's just so strange this keeps happening because the evidence, like, it's so overwhelming at this point. And I'm not just talking about the Lifetime special. I'm talking about all these tapes that keep surfacing. And that's the latest, is that supposedly a third tape has surfaced. There's a guy who's being repped by Gloria Allred. He claims that he found a tape that he had no idea was even in his collection. It actually had the words R. Kelly on it, and he thought it was just a sports tape. He said that at the beginning of it, it was a concert of R. Kelly's, and then later discovered that there was some adult acts being performed on that tape. If you watch past the sports content, he said he didn't know how the tape turned up in his possession, but he said he watched it and saw R. Kelly engaging in acts, which what he perceived to be underage girls, which of course is why he did something about it. And he said that the film appears to have been produced in the 90s. No indication as to exactly when, but of course the U.S. District Attorney's Office in the Eastern District of New York is very interested in this, and so they have their hands on the tape, and we'll see what happens as a result.
It's just baffling to me that these people continue to enable these quote-unquote stars, you know, because we've known about R. Kelly for, it feels like, decades now point. Michael Jackson for decades. Chris Brown, another one of these guys who is just a total piece of garbage, who beat up, you know, Rihanna. You know, and there's proof of this, that people just continue to bail these guys out time and time again. Mm-hmm. I continue
to support them.
I can't wrap my head around it.
Continuing to support them, continuing to book them, you know, like Dre's nightclub, you know, giving a gig to Chris Brown to come perform. And you're like, why do you keep paying these guys?
There's
plenty. I mean, what he did to Rihanna was horrific.
I know.
And then there's just so many more cases that he is able to beat because he's got a lot more money than people. But Rihanna just put it out there whenever that happened. And the fact that you keep allowing these people to get gigs and to prop them up, to pay them a bunch of money when there's plenty of other entertainment options out there is terrible.
The law is coming for these people, you know. I mean, especially R. Kelly. He's definitely in the crosshairs of justice right now, and that's going to play out. And will he be able to get away with it again?
I don't think so.
I don't either.
So do you guys watch Shark Tank? It's one of my favorite shows.
You love that show.
I love that show. Robert Hirschbeck, who is one of the sharks who's been on it since the beginning, he had his house in the Hollywood Hills robbed. So you're like, Robert Hirschbeck, the guy who owns like this $1 billion cybersecurity firm, like he didn't have like ADT or something?
Like his own security.
Well,
like
I mean, he didn't get hacked. It's an old school, you know, smash and grab. You just roll in, take what you got, and get out.
He says that he does, in fact, have a security system, but it was not activated at the time of the break-in, so cops weren't called to his place until he got home and discovered that $100,000 worth of jewelry, cash, and some other items were taken.
Oh, no.
There have been a whole lot of non-celebrity and celebrity break-ins in Los Angeles for more than a year now, and they say that 10 gang members were charged with being part of a group that targeted homes of the rich and famous specifically. But you got to think, I mean, most people, even if you have a security system, do you always keep it on every time that you walk out of the house, or do you just sometimes leave thinking, you know, locking the doors
it's
is enough. Yeah. You don't really expect to get robbed until it happens, but
you need like a clicker for your like car, you know, you boop, 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 boop.
Arm the house.
Yeah.
The house is armed.
Yeah, that's what you need. You know, make it a one-click operation going on there. It just sucks for being famous and having your life out there. Everybody knows your movements and things
and
like this. You know,
too.
We've talked about it with Gronk
a couple times. If you're a celebrity and you're on the road, you know, you're doing something, you're probably promoting it because you're getting paid to promote it. And then everyone's like, oh, you're out of town?
Yeah,
cool. I'll just
home.
Go steal all your stuff. Yeah.
Also, don't keep $100,000 worth of jewelry out.
Either. I mean, but for him, that's probably like a watch.
Don't keep that watch out.
It's just one watch.
Just one watch.
If you're paying $100,000 for a watch, that's
a little bit
much.
Gnarly.
A little much.
And my favorite story of the day, without a doubt, is the fact that Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez are engaged. And it has nothing to do with them getting engaged. I don't care about that at all. I mean, good for them, sure. I'm a little surprised that they are because...
Really?
Yeah, I mean...
It's like her sixth engagement.
Her sixth engagement?
Yeah.
Has she ever gotten married? Did she get married to Mark Anthony for a long time, and then the Cuban waiter.
There's a meme floating.
Oh, she was she married to the Cuban waiter?
It was Ohani Noah, I think, and then Chris Judd, the backup dancer.
She was married to him.
Really?
No, she
Chris
wasn't.
Judd?
Was she married to that guy?
Yeah.
No, she wasn't married to the Casper guy, right? Wasn't Casper?
No, that's who you're thinking about. No, I don't know if they were ever engaged.
I don't think they ever got engaged.
I think they were just dating. But Chris Judd.
She's been married three times. This will be her fourth.
Fourth, okay.
Whatever. Who cares?
Anyway, so long story short, they're engaged, but that's not the good part. The good part is that Jose Canseco is involved as well.
So Why is Jose Canseco involved in this?
Is he going to officiate the wedding?
Is he going to dress up as Bigfoot and let them hunt him?
No, he's accusing A-Rod of cheating, and he's saying that he's cheating with his ex-wife. Watching World of Dance, watching J-Lo text Alex Rodriguez. Little does she know that he is cheating on her with my ex-wife, Jessica. Poor girl. She has no idea who he really is, said Jose Canseco on Twitter. And then he continued. Alex Rodriguez, stop being a piece of S. Stop cheating on Jennifer Lopez. He then tweeted his phone number at J-Lo in case she wants to know the truth before challenging A-Rod to an MMA fight.
Oh, God.
I've seen his boxing matches. Jose? I've seen your fights in MMA.
Alex Rodriguez would whoop that ass.
Yeah, man.
Like, although, if you want to give me juiced up A-Rod versus juiced up Jose Canseco, I will watch that all day on pay-per-view.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Take my money.
On X107.5.
Did you see the meme, though, that it was Mark Anthony and J-Lo were taking a picture with A-Rod and it was like... You know, your replacement's closer than you think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that one more troubling than the Jeff Bezos with Lauren Sanchez and her husband at the time? They're all just standing there smiling. You're like, why did it have to be a picture?
We know how this story ends.
Tipsy or toddler?
Chris is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Chris? How you doing, man?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good. So tell us about your experience with drunks and with kids.
Oh, well, I mean, my son's he's a toddler now, and I mean, that's my experience with toddlers pretty much. But drunks, I mean, I don't know. Same as everyone when you go out.
Yeah.
People get tipsy.
Yeah. All right. So all of these things are said by either a person that's had too much to drink or somebody that's a toddler. And what I'd recommend for this week and really for every week is don't get too caught up in, like, you know, us like bouncing back and forth, because people are like, well, the last one was a tipsy person, so this one has to be a toddler. Like, don't try to figure out that riddle. Instead, focus on the actual words that are being said, because that is going to be your only clue to try to figure out whether or not you're going to get a point here. We have a total of five. You get three or more correct, and you're going to be our winner today. Again, you're going to be read what is said verbatim by this person, and then you'll make a guess if it's tipsy or toddler. After you make your guess, we'll tell you if you're right or wrong, and we'll play the audio back for you, okay?
Sweet.
All right, here we go. Why don't you take it away?
Number one. Can't let me fall sleep by myself, because I'll fall sleep and didn't can any can candy for me, so I make my own can, you know, napkins.
Ooh. Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
I'm definitely going to have to go with tipsy.
Tipsy is correct. Let's have a listen.
Can't let me fall asleep by myself. I was off fall asleep and they didn't have any canned cookies for me. I made my own canned cookies, you know, napkins.
All right. I don't know if I would have gotten that one. I mean, the candy being thrown in there would have tossed me a little bit. But
it definitely made me think it was a toddler, too.
All right. Well done. You got that one right.
Kids don't know anything about napkins.
They don't know anything about
napkins. They don't know nothing about napkins.
All right. On to number two, Sylvia.
I think he's a cute pie. We were in delusional, you know? We did knew each other. Then we got like, and then they don't know who we are.
Ooh. Tipsy or toddler?
Toddler.
Toddler is
incorrect. I'm sorry.
That's another tricky one.
Yep. Let's have a listen.
I thought he's a cutie pie. We were in delusional, you know, we didn't even know each other. Then we got like, and they don't know who we are.
All right.
Okay. All right. Oh, was that English?
On to number three. You're still very much alive. Oak.
Who, me?
No. Yeah, you're doing good. Hang on. Here we go. Okay. Number three. Oak, eggs more Graham. Huh? I don't know. Ross.
Is that a gypsy person or a toddler?
I'm going to go with my gut and say toddler.
Toddler is incorrect. I'm sorry.
Started off so well, man.
Yeah. Let's have a listen.
Look, it was more better. Huh? Oh, no.
All right, so we're through three. You have one correct, two incorrect. We have two more to go. You must get both of these next two and final two right, okay?
All right.
All right.
Number four. I got the yeah. I, no, no. I was asked you. Get low. Don't flip me. Please don't flip me.
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
Let's go with toddler.
Are you sure about that?
All right, tipsy.
Tipsy is...
You've never steered people wrong before.
Yeah, yes, but you're correct on that. Tipsy it is. Yeah. All right, let's have a listen.
That's you. Please don't flip me.
What is going on?
What is the context of that clip, Ian?
That is actually a group of friends of mine coming home and being very drunk and playing with a dog.
Oh, that is
friends of mine.
Directly friends of yours. Okay.
Wisconsin.
Please don't flip me.
I want to hang out with Ian in Wisconsin. All right. So you have two correct, two incorrect. Fifth and final one. You must get this right.
All right.
Pagel, I was in the kitchen drinking milk with you, and then Pagel, then she slapped my foot, and Ethan, then she wiped her face.
Tipsy or toddler for the win?
Toddler.
Toddler is correct. I like that we had four tipsies and then one toddler at the end, and you guessed toddler on like almost all of them. It was really impressive, man.
It's top stories.
Here's what's making news.
So the Las Vegas Raiders, can I call them that yet?
Sure. Yet.
Yeah. The Las Vegas Raiders have traded for arguably the best wide receiver in the NFL. Antonio Brown is going to be wearing the Raiders logo come this season, and very excited to have him on the team. He's a great wide receiver who's a whole lot of fun to watch play. And I think that Derek Carr needs somebody like an Antonio Brown out there.
He needs something. I don't know if it's going to have an immediate impact on, you know, where they fall in the AFC. But
some work to do on defense.
A little bit. Yeah. But I feel like they're building towards something that's going to be really big, considering they have as many first-round draft picks as they do over the next 2 years. So...
Go get Le'Veon Bell, too, man.
Why not?
Go get Le'Veon Bell, have Antonio Brown, start to round out the defense a little bit, and there's talk about also possibly drafting a quarterback, not downplaying Derek Carr, because a couple of seasons ago he looked great, didn't have a lot of help this past year. But this is a really exciting addition to the Raiders.
I know a lot of people are like, oh, whatever, he's a malcontent or whatever. I just don't think he was happy in that system. And you know what? Once you get a change of scenery, especially if you're going to be,
Was he ever really a malcontent before the very end?
Not really.
No.
He was the best wide receiver in the league, you know, for the most part.
Yeah, and he is getting paid. So his guaranteed money over the next 3 years shot up to $30.125 million after previously having no money guaranteed on his contract with the Steelers. So I get why he would be a little bit upset as well. With incentives, he can make up to $54 million over the next 3 years.
That's wild.
In all, Brown is getting $19.8 million per year in new money. So good deal for Antonio Brown. He's going to be fired up, and he will soon be a Las Vegas resident. So good stuff.
Yeah, it looks like the first season that we're going to have here in Las Vegas. The Raiders are primed to be good.
Yeah. And that's the whole idea, right?
Yep.
You know, like figure it out over the next couple of years until you get to Vegas. So you have one more season where you're going to be playing in Oakland, and then it's going to be here in Las Vegas. And the stadium is arguably the coolest stadium that's ever been built.
And, man, that thing is coming along, too. Every time I drive down the 15 to look at the thing, I'm like, oh, wow, there's new supports or there's something.
It's like you're more advanced.
You have so many cranes. Where did you get all of those cranes?
It is pretty gnarly to, like, drive by it and see how advanced it is.
It would be really bad. Like, if we got a new team, like if we got an expansion team, much like how the Golden Knights were, and they weren't good the first season, that's okay.
That's fine.
But if you are a team that has already moved several times over the course of your history to win fans here in Las Vegas, you got to be good the first year.
Show up, be good the first year. You already have everything going for you. You have this incredible stadium. You have a very recognizable head coach. You're a storied franchise. Like, come into a market that's never had a football team before. Make an impact early on, and you'll have everybody on the bandwagon. Nah. Everybody.
Are you looking forward to? I mean, the thing.
Yes, I'm looking forward. So here's the thing, because everyone asked me, they're like, "How are you going to be a fan of the Raiders when they come to town?" Because they're going to be the home team, right?
Yeah, it's not even so much for the home team.
I'll always be a fan of the Minnesota Vikings more than any other team in the league, regardless if we had seven NFL teams that were here in Las Vegas. But it's the home team, so yes, I will absolutely root for and support and go to the games and spend $17 a beer at the Raiders Stadium like everyone else.
Oh, you think they're only going to be $17?
You think they'll be more than that?
Yes.
Dang it.
I mean, think about
it. I only budgeted $17.
Like, it's to get a PBR tall boy at like a concert in Las Vegas, it's like $20.
You think it's
going to be cheaper at an NFL game that stadium's like $2 billion?
The drinks at the T-Mobile for Golden Knights games are insane too.
It's like,
I mean, because you don't want to go back and forth, so you're like, I'll just get a double of whatever. Sure. And they're like, it's $28. You're like, what?
You're like,
what are you talking about? I can literally go to the liquor store next door and buy a whole bottle for that. Get out of here. Anyway, coming to Las Vegas as well, Jimmy Kimmel Live. So Jimmy Kimmel is...
That's cool.
Yeah, he's from Las Vegas, for those of you that don't know that. And he is going to be doing 5 shows, filming them all over at Zappos Theater at Planet Hollywood in early April. So 5 original shows, April 1 through 5, and we'll have top flight celebrity guests, Kimmel said in a Twitter post. Although he has traveled with his show in the past, first time bringing it here to Vegas, so that's exciting stuff.
They've done some musical performances here in the past, with the Killers, and I think it was Imagine Dragons as well.
Sure.
But this is the first time the full production's coming. Love Jimmy Kimmel. He's always been a supporter of the city, and I think one of the best late night hosts out there, hands down, man. I mean, it's crazy to think that he's been doing this for as long as he has now. He's still like the new guy even though he's been at it for 15 plus years.
Has it been 15?
Yeah.
I still think he's relatively new.
He's so good, though. I'm a huge fan of Jimmy Kimmel.
Here's the thing. He's looking better now. Like, he lost a bunch of weight. He got a whole bunch of money.
When he first started, like, from the Man Show, he's still kind of pudgy. He had that baby fat, you know, and now he's, like, gotten better looking, and he's a lot smoother than he used to be, and...
Yeah, I mean, like, he grew a beard, and so you're like, okay.
Yeah. Right.
So that show has been, literally, that show has been on since...
2003?
Yeah.
Wow, so 16 years this year.
Nuts.
How about that?
Yeah.
He is going to be opening Jimmy Kimmel's Comedy Club as well, so that's going to be over at the Link, basically right across from the High Roller and Brooklyn Bowl and all that stuff, too. So investing in Las Vegas, I like it, regardless of who's doing it, and especially like it when it's somebody like Jimmy Kimmel, who has a lot of roots here.
Yep.
And finally, Disney has announced the opening dates for the new Star Wars theme land. Mahoney, you've been nipping out about this story all day.
I'm very excited. It's going to be a momentous occasion, and it's not that far away. I mean,
it's not in the galaxy far, far away.
It is not. It is like a month away.
Yeah, May 31st is when it's going to open to the public. So
that's cool.
Yeah, they're going to open the similar lands August 29th. The May 31st openings are the soft openings for both California and Florida. But yeah, I mean, this is a pretty big deal for those of you that are Star Wars fans, or if you just take your kids to Disneyland and you're a fan of Star Wars and you have been since growing up, this gives you something you can share with them.
As a, like Disney has just done it right because, it was okay. The Disney stuff you might grow out of, you might get too old for as like a dude.
Right.
Whatever. Yeah. You're like, it's like, I'm not in the Mickey Mouse Club anymore. But the fact that they have Indiana Jones, Marvel, and Star Wars, what is they have your entire, if you're like between the ages of like 20 and 45 or 50, they have every like major property.
Are we the first generation to have this where like if you have a son, like you guys can be fans of the same thing? Like when we were growing up, like did you and your dad have anything in common that you were both fans
as far as
of?
Like music?
Other than sports. It's always just been sports. Like, that's it.
Sure.
Yeah. And now it's like you have all of these things that have figured out a way to, crest generations and generations. And it's kind of cool.
Well, I mean, we grew up with the comics. And, now the movies have inspired a whole new level of fan base out there. So it's interesting. But like I said, if you own the intellectual property for Marvel, Indiana Jones, Star Wars, and Disney, what are you missing out on? That's like all the major ones. So,
sports, just sports.
And,
that's it.
And Sportsland.
And yeah, for Sportland. You, well, and also Disney owns ESPN. Yeah.
They're working on it.
All right, now they
got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Why do you people keep feeding pigeons? They're not like fun birds. They are nasty-ass rats that carry disease. Stop feeding pigeons.
Message deleted.
They're not the rats of the sky, as some people call them.
Yes,
they're like lost puppy dogs that just need a home.
The sky.
That's
that
right.
Sky
that is
puppies. Not true.
That is according to Jim the Birdman. And I'm sure that Jim the Birdman would have a harsh rebuke for your sentiment, sir. Mm-hmm. But we lost him. We don't know where he is.
Yeah, he's gone MIA again.
So. No, he's not staying at that burned down motel.
No, not at the burned down motel. No, I actually
did start drinking again.
That's not good.
And he's hanging out with a bunch of hipsters now, and I'm feeling
crowd.
Like they're he's falling with the wrong crowd. It's terrible. He's hanging out at Urban Outfitters now and grabbing Americanos with guys with beards and man buns. It's bad.
What's happened to his flock though? Where is pigeons?
So you know, I actually popped by his house not too long ago. He wasn't there, and his neighbor said he's just kind of been wandering around. I guess he's been looking for a job, like a legitimate job, instead of doing a lot of the freelance guitar work. So I'm hoping he's
has a guitar amplifier repair business that he's been trying to get up and off the ground since the 60s.
Well, he's repaired a couple.
Yeah, he's got a couple under his belt.
Sweetened them up, made some good sounds.
So hopefully we'll hear from him within the next couple of days, though. I have to go and do a wellness check just in case.
Okay. Well, we hope he's okay.
But also, people get diseases too, okay? So, like, what, should we not feed people anymore? What are you trying to say?
No, vaccinate your kids and your pigeons. That's what we're saying.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, good morning. I just want to talk about guitar playing. You know, because I was sitting there the other day thinking, and the idea of playing the guitar is super easy. I mean, we all have favorite guitar songs, you know? But it's the execution of the playing that's the tough part. That thing is hard to play, man.
Message deleted.
Yeah, which is why we find it impressive when people can play it well.
Yeah, I mean, like, who thinks playing a guitar is easy unless you've never touched a guitar in your life?
It takes hours and hours and hours and hours of practice.
Even playing Guitar Hero is hard, and you're just pushing buttons.
Just pushing buttons.
Settle down.
Have you tried to play the guitar?
Yeah.
What about you?
I actually bought a guitar not too long ago because I was on one of those kicks where I'm like, I want to learn to play guitar.
Sure. You want to learn something new.
Yeah. Well, and my daughter like kind of expressed interest in it.
Yeah.
And now she just picks it up and bangs on it. And
she's
like,
got a honky-tonk man, you man. She,
Please leave a message after the tone.
So you guys did that story about that billionaire who died during his male enhancement surgery. He was facing a tax evasion charge. He was supposed to go to court in a couple of months. So I'm thinking, what better way, what better subterfuge to fake your own death than something like that? Because now we're all spending time joking about his junk rather than, thinking that maybe he faked his death. So my question to you is, if you're going to fake your death, how would you do it? You get bonus points if you're able to pronounce subterfuge. And maybe even use that in the spelling bee, Mahoney.
Message deleted.
First off, that's not a real word. Second of all, there is something that's similar that has been floating around the internet about not this particular billionaire, but there was another guy who had a Bitcoin exchange, and they withdrew.
Are you not talking about the guy that went to that
India,
supposedly died
in
India while he's building like a well for for all
and a hospital that's been known to falsify death records and things like this. And this guy got away with like $200 million in Bitcoin. The wallets were completely cleaned out. Because remember, we first did the story.
The money was still there, but he was the only one with the password.
Well, that's what we thought.
Yeah.
And then they finally found the password or got into it.
Uh-huh.
And all the money is gone.
Oh, really?
And this was a young guy.
He's like 28 years old or something. You're like, this guy had a stroke and died when he was 28.
No, he did not. He is on a beach somewhere with a different face and 200
different face.
Yep, straight up Nicolas Cage, John Travolta face.
Face off.
Yeah, I mean that's like sometimes real life is just so much more entertaining than the movies could ever be, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, some of the most entertaining stuff that you'll find on Netflix, HBO, everything else are the documentaries, because you're like, this stuff happened in real life?
How is this
like
real?
These guys are buying like nuclear submarines and stuff.
Are you, have you and your wife watched the Kidnapped in Plain Sight yet?
Yes. That's the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life.
How are you people this stupid?
So stupid. You're like, hey, is it possible that you're really that dumb? And the answer is yes. Are you really that dumb multiple times? Yes.
Well, you just needed a little help.
I mean, the whole I faked my own death and got away with $200 million.
That's way cooler.
Oh, way cooler story. Yeah,
way cooler.
Yeah. I'm going to tell them I was building a well for thirsty kids.
KXTE-FM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Live from the Dollar Loan Center, DontBeBroke.com studios. Your home for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show and Real Alternative. X107.5.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
You know, they say that pregnancy hormones are a very real thing.
Yep.
And this may be a case of exactly that. A pregnant Pasco County woman was arrested for stabbing her boyfriend after he looked at another woman on his roommate's phone. According to the arrest report, the roommate showed the boyfriend a picture of a woman that he wanted to date. The girlfriend, who is a 25-year-old, was in the room with them, and an argument broke out between the couple. I like this part. The roommate ran off when the two started shouting
smart
at each other.
Like,
I am out of here. Just
throws a smoke bomb into the night.
He then reportedly heard someone rummaging through the kitchen drawers. Soon after, the boyfriend burst into the roommate's room, bleeding from his stomach. "That blank stabbed me," he cried, as the roommate applied pressure to the wound with the shirt. The roommate called 911. The Florida woman walked into the room while they were waiting for paramedics and said, quote, "Why would you look at that girl on the phone?" Deputies found a 5-inch steak knife with blood on it.
Oh, my gosh.
She told the cops that he, quote, must have fallen on the blade, but surgeons at the local medical center said, yeah, the stab wound not consistent with an accident.
Uh-huh.
So she was arrested and charged with aggravated battery with a deadly
weapon. Well, the good news for this guy is only 18 more years that he's going to have to spend with her.
Yeah, yeah.
In some way, shape, or form.
Fine.
Yeah,
fine.
It's going to be, totally, totally cool. You're not going to regret that one at all, are you?
So on Wednesday about 9 p.m., an officer at the Lake County Sheriff's Office responded to a call of trespassing. The victim reported a, quote, unknown white male that was asleep on the couch. So this guy, 40-year-old by the name of Craig Allen McDonald, was sleeping on a couch and wasn't supposed to be there because it was not his house. So the cop walked in, shook the guy's leg, and he said, "Leave me the F alone."
That seems about right, yeah.
Another attempt to wake him up resulted in a swift kick to the chest. After kicking the officer, McDonald got up and approached him in an aggressive manner. That's when he got tasered. The first probes didn't quite make contact, but after the second cartridge got him, he went down. But, you know, it's only 5 seconds of electricity. So he quickly jumped back up to his feet and started swinging his fists at the officer in a wild manner. A third deployment of the taser put him on the ground again, and then he got up and ran into the bedroom where he got partially tasered again. He finally gave up, was taken to a local hospital, and he told the deputy that he had, quote, no idea whose residence he was in, and that he had been using methamphetamine on a regular basis, but hadn't used any since yesterday.
None. So. None at all.
So he's
none
clean.
At all.
Clean and sober.
Yes. Since yesterday.
6 hours.
All that checks out. All of it. Mm-hmm. Every single piece of that story. Yep. Seems about right. Seems about right. Seems about right.
A California man was arrested after being caught on a doorbell camera using his neighbor's front door as a sponge for all the diesel fuel that he was dumping on it. He took a bunch of diesel fuel, doused his front neighbor's door, and was trying to light it on fire. Residents in Stockton say the neighbor, who they know has had a consistent problem with drugs over the years, lives on the street, and one of those Ring video door cameras show him emptying a large bucket holding 2 gallons of diesel on it and attempting to light the liquid on fire, but has trouble catching a spark. When police arrested him, he said he was, and this makes sense, trying to light the house on fire because he saw a ghost there.
Yeah, makes sense.
Uh-huh.
And that he had no problems with the family and wanted to apologize.
They're
to
nice
him.
Folk.
Yeah.
But the ghost. That ghost. We'll like y'all kind around here.
The family living in the house, including 2 kids, 3 and 10 years old, were asleep at the time.
God. Oh, no.
The woman who lives there declined to be identified but confirmed that there were no injuries as a result of the incident. The family said this isn't the first time they've caught him on the doorbell camera. In March, they discovered him approaching their door and ringing the bell like crazy while pacing back and forth. So super.
Where do you get 2 gallons of just open diesel?
You just, do you go to the Circle K up the street?
Do you bring a big bucket?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because it just seems like a random amount and kind of not super convenient.
So this story is loaded with irony. A rapper whose name is Self-Made Cash, Cash with a K, wears
that's how you know he's serious, Dave.
Yeah. He wears a gold credit card necklace. He has been charged with theft. Anyone want to guess what kind of theft?
Did he steal the necklace?
Nope. Yeah. Nope. He stole a credit card. And
is that
his
necklace?
The fact that he stole a credit card and his name is Self-Made Cash.
Well, Dave, it's Cash with a K.
Right, but he's not self-made if he's stealing money, and it's not even cash, it's credit.
Everything wrong.
His real name is Jonathan Woods. He was charged with wire fraud, aggravated identity theft, and possession of unauthorized access devices. Authorities say the 25-year-old Detroit man frequently posted pictures and videos on social media with large amounts of cash, credit cards, and credit card skimmers to promote how much he likes credit card fraud. Isn't that great?
Huh.
He has more than 36,000 followers on Instagram. He often uses emojis of credit cards and goat to represent the greatest of all time and hashtags such as hashtag bins, hashtag bitcoins, hashtag scam likely, hashtag dumps with pin.
Dumps with pin.
That's like when they skim a card.
Oh, is that
then you get
is?
The pin code. With that. So
facing up to 20 years in federal prison if convicted.
You know, real bummer. It's self-made cash and DJ FICO score.
FICO with a Y.
I got an 850. I get it approved for anything.
And finally, this is perhaps the scariest insult/threat you'll ever hear. A jailed Florida man is now facing charges for reportedly assaulting an inmate. The 47-year-old, whose name is John Robert Glennon, was placed into the county jail for burglary back in 2017, where he's remained ever since. On Tuesday, according to the arrest affidavit, an inmate reported that Glennon grabbed him from behind and forcefully pressed his junk against his buttocks. And he bear hugged the victim and said, "You gonna get this D."
Oh, no. Oh, God.
You gonna take that You gonna take that I'm going to pop off a piece of my
He held a razor blade to the victim's neck and tried to cut him, but another inmate walked up and stopped the attack. Before this incident, Glennon has exposed his junk several times, according to the witness and several others that were in the area. The razor blade was not located, but probable cause was determined per the victim and witnesses. Glennon was charged with 3 counts of exposure of his junk and 1 count of aggravated battery by a detainee.
Like, you better be giving your juice box to the dude who walked in on that and literally saved your ass.
Yeah.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
You gonna take that You gonna take that
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So have you ever been on pain pills and have you ever done something weird as a result? Danielle is joining us this morning. What's up, Danielle?
Hi. So I had to take medication through IV, a central line I have. And I apparently have done some pretty crazy things and said some crazy things. And my 17-year-old daughter is usually the one who tells me the next day what I did.
Ah, yes. So a fun little recap. You get to relive the moment together. Has she ever told you anything that you said or did that made you just go, God, I'm so sorry?
There was one time that I remembered that I was talking about, like, family members, but I just remembered one that's really good. So I did my medication, and I have to do it 4 times a day, so it's constantly in my system. And I was having a conversation with somebody, and we walked outside in our apartment complex, and I just walked off.
You just kept going?
Just walked away. She found me like 20 minutes later holding onto a wall.
Oh, my goodness.
That's when you know.
Holding onto the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said I was hugging the wall.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Well, and then I was trying to explain to her why I walked away, and all I kept saying was, "This is the weirdest deja vu. I keep having deja vu." And she was, "Okay, all right."
You're like, "Danielle, stop hugging the wall. Come with me, sweetie."
Yeah, It's horrible.
The thing that worries me about it now is, so, you know, what is it, 11 years ago when I had to get my gallbladder out and they got me pumped up on Loratabs and morphine.
Yeah.
And you roll in there is, and we have a ridiculous conversation, is that now everybody has cell phones and video recorders. Like then, it was pretty good.
You can hide it.
You just have to remember. But now.
Well, and also like the people that, you know, look out for you or are showing up to visit you care enough not to like record you. Now, given the opportunity, if I roll in and Mahoney is high as a kite like he was, because I distinctly remember walking into the room and Mahoney had just had surgery. And so he was definitely under the influence. He had his little clicker thing for the morphine.
Yeah, they were letting me go buck wild with that thing. They were bringing me Loratabs like they were Pez.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I remember I walked into the room, and this is after 2 days of no one knowing where Mahoney was. Like, he just disappeared for 2 days, and everyone's like, what happened to poor Mahoney? And so we're looking high and low. We find out he's in the hospital, find out the room, go visit him. I walk in the room, he goes, hey, man! I'm like, how you doing? He's like, I'm good, I'm real good. And he kept talking in that strange way where everything was super drawn out.
Yeah.
I'm like, they gave you some pain pills? Yeah, I'm on drugs. Okay. But, you know, a happy individual at the moment.
Yeah.
Perhaps a little too
happy. I have a rule. Like, I don't want to be around my family members or friends, really, if I go under. Like, if I have to get surgery again, nobody is going to be allowed to come visit me until I am, like, somewhat conscious again. Because who knows what you never know what you might say. Like, I always hated you, or I hate your mom.
Like, unearthed secrets are just going to come out. Yeah.
Like, you've just been burying for a minute.
How about this one? I was at the dentist, had to get put under years ago because I was having some teeth pulled. I don't remember anything, but my mom told me that I told her that my employees are so useless that they could not wipe their own ass without me, and that I wanted mashed potatoes.
Why is it that mashed potatoes always sound good?
Right?
I don't like this gravy. What's wrong with this?
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, so maybe you've done some weird stuff while on pain pills. Maybe it was a friend or a family member. More of your calls and posts on the way if you want to text us on the Centennial Toyota text line at 73100. You can also call us at 702-791-1075. Hit us up on social media at Dave Mahoney.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So have you ever done anything a little strange while on pain pills? This one said, on Percocet, after having 3 screws put in my hand after a nasty break, I was in Spanish class and just kind of spacing out. I was then called on to answer a question from the textbooks, but just went, what? Professor asked if I was drunk. I just tapped the cast on my hand and said, Percocet. Wasn't called on for the rest of the semester.
Nice.
This one says, I don't need prescription drugs for that. Just talk to me within 15 seconds of waking up. You'll have the most nonsensical conversation of your life. My wife does it every once in a while just for fun.
What is it like that your brain is booting up?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, what is you're going trying to catch on? Up.
Marie on Twitter, at Dave Mahoney, said, many, many years ago, I was taking Loratabs for a really bad back injury. I took a pill, forgot, then took another one 10 minutes later.
Oh, no.
Then somehow ended up at Kmart buying bed sheets for a bed size I do not own.
Oh, God.
Hopefully it was a blue light special.
Maybe. Oh, man. So, Brian said, when I was 16, I had all of my wisdom teeth pulled. They gave me Tylenol with codeine for the pain. Not knowing how strong they were, I took 3 within 3 hours. I went to my room and missed my bed as I was falling to the floor out like a light.
Oh, no.
So one of my fears is why I don't like to get, again, I don't want to say crazy stuff. I don't like to get put under, which when I got my wisdom teeth pulled out, I didn't get put under. They did the Novocaine direct in there. Stop. So I was awake for all 4 of my teeth getting pulled out.
You don't really appreciate just how violent that is unless you're awake for it.
I don't
want
to see it.
It is horrible. Like, so they gave me 16 shots in my mouth, 4 for each tooth. And I thought it was done after the first 4, and I was already ready to, like, cry. You know, I'm like 19, 20 years old, and I'm like, this is the worst
thing.
And then you hear, it sounds like somebody's doing, working on your car, like auto work in your mouth.
Oh my God. But you feel the pressure, right?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Oh. Michelle said, I decided to put the pictures of our engagement into their picture frames while on Loratab 10s about 4 to 5 days after my back surgery. Then my fiance told me about it, and I didn't believe him. He showed me the picture frames. Yikes. I have no memory of doing that.
Oof.
That's some scary stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like when you see video of you doing something or the proof that you did something that you have no memory of at all.
That's the scary part.
Even if you're just drunk, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're on anything at all and you don't remember doing it, and then you actually see what you look like when you're in that state, you're like, oh boy. Yeah.
I was talking about this subject with a friend over the weekend, and we got to talking about their grandmother who got put under and had to get like morphine.
Yeah.
And like they are no longer allowed to give her grandmother morphine anymore, because when she went under, or when she was getting the shots or whatever, she thought that there was an alien invasion happening and the mothership was coming to pick everybody up.
Oh my God.
And it was like not like drunk, it was like lucid. And so like now in her chart, please do not give her morphine.
Oh, granny.
Eric said, I had just had a vasectomy done, and I was higher than a kite when I got home and sent pics of my nads to my friends and family. My wife had to take my phone away so I would stop.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I love that.
Can you imagine? You're like, what the hell is this from Eric? Those balls?
I don't know.
Thanks, Eric.
Mornings on X107.5 with David Mahoney.
So this one actually sounds pretty good about the weird stuff that you've done while on pain pills. Ashley said, I was in a motorcycle accident when I was 19. I was too afraid to take Lortab as my first pain pill. Well, my mom has prescribed them for some other issues. So she said she'll take one with me since I followed her. Mm-hmm. I slept for 12 hours. When I woke up, the whole house was clean. She cleaned all of it.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
So each of you took a Lortab. You fell asleep for 12 hours, and she went on a cleaning spree?
I mean, that works for her, but in her benefit, right?
Unless it's at like 2 a.m. and you live in an apartment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Poor people below you. This one's going to make you cringe. Elizabeth said, I tried to take my eye contacts out of my eyes that weren't in my eyes.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I kept pulling on the outer layer of my eyeball.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
No.
Horrible.
Oh, just that vision.
No, the lack of vision.
The lack of vision.
Yeah.
Annalee said, I was actually going through chemotherapy at the time, so obviously was prescribed a decent amount of pain pills and morphine. Well, my mom came into the living room one time, and I was playing with the curtains. I was basically walking in my sleep, and she asked me what I was doing, and I told her, I'm playing with the bunnies. I guess she put me back to bed after that. I don't remember, but my mom told me the next day that it freaked her the F out.
I mean, that is kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Got a text in at 73100. I had my gallbladder removed. Anyway, my wife said I woke up bawling, saying my tidbits are missing. I know your pain, man. I miss my gallbladder every day.
Larry said, my friend spent over $500 on microtransactions.
Oh,
you know it's bad if you start shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Even if you're just under the influence of alcohol or marijuana or whatever it is,
I feel the price just goes out the window. Like you
it's
don't
no
care.
Big deal. Yeah, just get some shopping done.
Yeah,
great.
Like Google has, you know, they have the filter in place now. If it's after 10 p.m. or 9 p.m. and there's like some misspelled words in your email, they ask you,
are you sure you want to send this?
They need that for Amazon. Like, you know, like, do I really need two cases of jalapeno potato chips at 2 a.m.?
Answer is yes. Laura said, true story, I won a trip from a radio station that randomly picked my name out of the phone book. I thought it was all a joke because I was on pain pills and I was getting played, so I turned it down. I found out later that it was legit.
Dang.
What a crappy,
that
stupid contest.
I know, like,
yeah.
Pick somebody who was at least listening.
I love the fact that they called this person and she turned it down. They have like, no idea she was on pain pills, but your dumb idea for your dumb contest where you just call some random person, she's like, I'll pass, thanks.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Can I just get four Lortabs instead?
Dave and Mahoney. The sweet sounds of a laundromat.
Dirty laundry.
Ian, once again, out on the streets of Las Vegas, chatting with people that maybe have some secrets to share, at least after you talk to them, they realize they have secrets to share. It doesn't always start that way. Sometimes you meet people that are a little reluctant to pull back the curtain and share something with you that they have never shared with anyone before, but you always figure out a way to make them open up.
Yeah, it also helps if they're, you know, if they're drunk. Drinking a little bit, too. Mm-hmm. So that's always nice. But I was at my favorite bar, Laundromat, not too long ago, encountered a man who was there asking people for money. he was sitting at the bar, but then every person that walked in, he'd be like, hey, can I get a buck? Can I get a buck?
Does the bar laundromat that you frequent frown upon such activity?
Of course they do. Yeah. Yes, but the bartender was a little too busy, a little too occupied at the other end of the bar. The bartenders really don't do much over there. Like, I never see them restocking. They're always just, like, in the back, like, hanging out with a small, like, select group of people. It's like that Kansas City grocery store from, like, Casino or something, where they, like, meet in the back and they're discussing bar laundromat, you know, gossip or whatnot.
They're doing drugs.
Yeah, right? They're most likely doing drugs, right. I think. Okay. So I talked to this man, very, very nice, and unfortunately, he had an incident the other day at a Walmart.
Oh, just recently?
Just recently at a Walmart. He was going there to make a return, and one thing led to another, and he got hit by a car.
Oh, no.
I see. So some of these pieces of dirty laundry are things from 30 years ago, like we had last week.
Yeah.
This just a couple of days ago. Here's the latest installment.
Dirty laundry.
Okay, so I'm outside the bar laundromat, and I've met a very fine gentleman. How are you, sir?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. So we're here at the bar laundromat. I told you a little bit about the segment. It's called Dirty Laundry. Obviously, we're here at the laundromat. I got a couple bucks to help you out with the laundry, man, but you got to tell me something you've never told anybody before. Now, you said you got hit by a car the other day?
Yeah, by a young in a pickup truck. He had no license, he had no ID, no insurance, and he offered me a piece of pizza.
So explain the circumstance. So exactly what happened?
Well, I was actually going to return a tent at Walmart's that night, and who would have figured that Walmart's was closed? The customer service out of 24-hour store was closed, so I raised Cain, and he removed me, escorted me off the property. So fuming from that, leaving out of there to boot, this is when I get hit by the guy and got offered a piece. That was the best night I ever had.
So they kicked you out of the Walmart. Did you cause a fuss in the Walmart?
Yes, I did.
What did you say exactly? Like, did you tell anybody to go themselves or anything like that?
Pretty much I did, yeah. I said, what the hell? This is Walmart. This is customer service. I want my money. To be honest, I was trying to get some liquor.
Were you drunk?
Pretty much. I just told him myself that I was not supposed to tell you that one.
That's okay. That's okay. So they kicked you out of the Walmart, and you're walking in the parking lot, and that's when you got hit by the car?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. He backed over me.
Do you remember what kind of car it was?
It was a Dodge pickup.
A pickup truck. So the guy hits you. You walked over to me, so I can imagine you're not injured.
Nah, I got grazed. This is not the first time. I took some bumps and bruises.
Oh, my God.
Is this the first time you've ever been hit by a car?
No, it's not, actually.
How many times have you been hit by a car, man?
I got hit again in Austin, Texas by, I think, another in a pickup truck downtown Austin.
Man, you got to watch out for those pickup trucks. So he didn't have a license. He didn't have any insurance. So all he could offer you was a slice of pizza?
Yes.
Now, here's the ultimate question. Did you take the slice of pizza?
Same idea. Yes, I did.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So you probably saw the video that was floating around of the woman being tended to with all of her wounds after she decided that she was going to hop a barrier and go into a jaguar enclosure to try to get a selfie with the jaguar at the Arizona Zoo.
Smart.
Yep. Yeah. She climbed over a barricade to get closer to the enclosure when the animal reached out and swiped at her. Although there were fears that the jaguar would be euthanized over the incident, the zoo's bosses confirmed on Twitter that she would not be put down after the attack because, again, it's a jaguar being a jaguar.
Yeah.
Don't get close to it and try to take a selfie.
Jaguar. Sounds like most of my incidents and run-ins with cougars.
Ooh, vicious.
The headlines are a bit misleading, though, because it says, like, the jaguar attacked the woman. The jaguar is, like, attacking the woman.
Well,
like,
it did, but that's what they do.
Yeah, don't jump into the cage.
It wasn't, like, random, like, the jaguar
also
attacked the lady.
If the jaguar had escaped and was running through the zoo eating children, okay, you got to put it down.
Yeah.
It didn't. Or, it was just there being there.
Or if there was, like, a baby in there, you know, like, just there, and it could be threatening it, then you shoot it.
Sure.
R.I.P. Harambe. R.I.P. Oh. I'll never forget.
Too soon.
Yeah, I will never forget. Oh. Always in my heart.
So the world's top-ranked bridge player has been suspended for doping?
Bridge? As in the card game?
Yeah.
Well,
doping?
Like
one player has been suspended after failing a drug test. The Federation said on its website that a guy whose name is Gier Helgemo, who represents Monaco in bridge events, tested positive for a synthetic testosterone and female fertility drug.
Oh boy.
At the World Bridge Series event in Orlando, Florida last September. Who knew that you had to get drug tested? Because the whole thing is like, if you're taking the testosterone, what will happen with the estrogen blockers a lot of times is they'll use that to try to mask it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And we see this in combat sports pretty regularly.
Yeah. But in bridge? Like if it was combat bridge, like where you would play a card and then throw a punch, I could understand why this might be a problem, but I didn't. I'm just kind of shocked and awestruck that they would drug test. Next thing you know, I feel like, Dave, you know, World Series of Poker happens in Las Vegas every year. We got to start drug testing for that next.
You think so?
The only thing that's going to come up is Viagra and cocaine.
Oh, God.
And how are the? I mean, I get how they're performance enhancing drugs, but how do they make you play cards better?
Turns out everyone is suspended. So the town of Vermont has elected a goat as mayor.
Hell yeah.
This is when you know that this town just is over politics, right? A Vermont town is hailing the election of its unusual mayor, a 3-year-old goat named Lincoln. The town manager, Joe Gunther, said he decided to hold an election for an animal mayor of Fairhaven, which does not have a human mayor, as a means of raising money to replace a school playground. Residents were given the chance to nominate their pets for the mayoral office in exchange for a $5 donation towards the playground cause. Lincoln bested the second place finisher, a dog named Sammy, by only 2 votes. Lincoln will be sworn into office at a select board meeting this week. She will serve a 1-year term with duties including marching in the Memorial Day Parade.
We don't like to get political on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show, but I'm going to take a stand right here, and I'm going to make a political statement, Dave.
Okay.
Oh, I feel like all politicians should be animals. All of our elected officials should be some sort of barnyard animal.
Okay, a barnyard animal, because if that damn cougar gets in charge, I'm going to eat them all.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Good morning. So when you all look back at your lives, what's the one thing that you can honestly say you regret? Before you say anything, just know that whatever it is, it's okay. But I do really still want to know, though. Thanks.
Message deleted.
I mean,
you want to start?
We have to pick one thing? Yeah, go ahead.
I got one. No, okay. Not one, but it's an overarching one.
Okay.
Being polite and nice to people who don't deserve it.
That's not...
That is
You're
what
missing
I regret.
The point.
No, that
You're
is
totally
what,
missing
no,
the point.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
That is what I regret. He said, do you have any regrets in your life? Yes, I regret being nice
you regret
to people
being nice.
I shouldn't have been to.
Somehow no,
he
I get it.
Himself.
That's kind of my thing.
That's also your
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, like being nice.
I'm surrounded by, what is going on here?
What do you regret that you didn't donate enough time to the orphanage?
I think it's because like people what? Take advantage
now that you
of
think
the
about
niceness.
It, I'm mad that I haven't donated any time to the orphanage. I feel terrible about that. No, I'm just, for me, it's just being too impulsive, man. Like, I can't deny myself what I want right now, ever.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But why would you want to?
Well, because it gets you in trouble.
Whatever, man.
I mean, there's like, you know,
money comes back. We'll make more
does
money.
Does it? I mean, you know.
We'll make more money.
You know, the amount of money that I've made over my life varies, and yet somehow I'm always broke.
Yeah.
Just because I just can't say no.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
It's all right.
I wonder if I'm going to look back and go, man, I really should have saved more.
No, you're not going to live a long life. You're going to be dead like me.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right. That's
like 60. I'd say 60? You probably got a couple more years than me. But I would say, you know, 65.
65?
Yeah.
I'd like to live a little longer than that. But
Dave, I you're about a 84 to me.
Oh, thank
say.
You.
Yes,
thank you.
Stephen Mahoney.
Yeah,
As much as he drinks.
As much as I drink.
What are you talking about?
2.5 bottles of wine a night?
I don't drink 2.5 bottles of wine a night. I pass out after 1.5.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Who's your dream radio guest? Dead or alive? Also, how do you think it would go? This isn't 60 minutes. You got Mahoney in the room with you.
Message deleted.
I don't have a dream radio guest. I don't care. Like, that's the thing. Like, most guests aren't that interesting. There's a few comics who I've enjoyed having in, who like do a pretty good job, but like a dream guest that I would love to have. I don't know. I feel like I'd be disappointed if I got to meet them.
Yeah,
right?
there's some people who are really good guests.
Yeah.
But traditionally those people are the people that are reversing it, right?
Yeah.
Like David Letterman would be a really interesting guy to talk to.
I loved his talks with like Howard and Obama and the whatever that was on Netflix.
But I think that he'd be a really good guest. But it's interesting because Howard, for example, is a really bad guest in my opinion.
Because Howard takes over the interview.
Right.
He's in control.
When he would go on Letterman's show, it was awful because it was just him trying to control the thing. And you're like, just stop it. Like, be the guest for once.
Yeah.
So I don't think when Chris Cornell came in and played, that was pretty cool.
Like, I mean, that was cool.
For me, is iconic. But, you know, Mike Tyson, also cool.
What about Dave Grohl?
Sure.
I've interviewed Dave Grohl before.
Oh. Yeah. Very nice guy.
Yeah, but like a dream guest. Like,
did I ever tell you that the time I interviewed Dave Grohl, he peer pressured me into smoking a cigarette with him?
Really?
Yeah.
No.
It was at Life is Beautiful, however many years ago
Four years ago, 5 years ago?
Yeah. And probably at least. And we went in this little trailer area backstage, and we're sitting there in the room, and he like pulls out a pack of P-Funks, of Parliaments, and he lights one up, and he's like, you want one? And I'm like, no, thanks. And he's like, you want one? And I'm like, okay. And so I'm sitting there doing an interview with Dave Grohl, smoking a Parliament, and Taylor, the guitarist, or the drummer, rather, is there, and you can tell he hates it because he has his shirt pulled up over his nose. And I'm just like, well, I don't care. No one wants to hear from you.
Taylor.
Yeah, Taylor's a nice guy.
But. Best part of that. So we were there together.
Yeah.
And I had imbibed a few beverages.
Uh-huh.
And you were supposed to do some like hosting for some vodka brand or something like that. And I am drunk off my ass, but they had to pull you back because it's like we don't tell Dave Grohl when we're going to interview, and they tell us when it's time, to work around there. So they grab Dave. Dave leaves, and they're like, "Where's Dave? He needs to do this video." And then they're like, "Well, you're on the show," and I'm like drunk as hell. They make me try to like.
Did you ever see the video?
Oh God, no! It was like for Kettle One.
They never released it.
Oh, God.
I burnt that footage. After the tone.
You know how there's the deep web? Well, I'm reorganizing my basement, and I'm going to call it the deep house. I'll just stop you right there, because I know you're probably thinking this is going to be illegal stuff, and nothing illegal will go on, you know? It's just going to be a place where I can go, smoke my weed, play my video games, and not have anybody bother me, and I think it would be pretty cool. I don't know why I called you guys.
Message deleted.
First off,
because you had to get it off your chest because you're definitely confessing to a murder.
Yeah. What kind of monster smokes weed in their own house? Go outside.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on how much it is.
No, any amount of smoke.
No, if it's like one of those little vape pens or whatever,
that's vaping. That's not smoking. But if you're like, if you're in your basement in the bowels of a house and you're smoking weed,
yeah, and
like
especially downstairs, it's all gonna rise. Yes. So you're just like, my loser son's down there smoking again.
This is why I took all those prenatal vitamins.
You're 38. Move out.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I quit smoking and drinking while I was pregnant for this? I mean, for most of it. For 4 out of the 9 months, I quit smoking and drinking for this?
Not bad.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
50%.
We're now living in the basement.
Also, who has a basement in Las Vegas? What are you talking about? Can I come over?
You must be rich.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So, yeah, a lot of questionable decisions here. First up is a man in Pennsylvania who had had just about enough of the singing of the person that was driving. Clayton Lucas, 25, from Harrison, Pennsylvania, told police that he began to choke a man who was driving the car because the driver was singing Christmas songs and wouldn't stop.
In March?
It's March.
Well, you know, sometimes the Christmas spirit just gets in you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. why do I feel like it's appropriate with what you just said there to play this again?
You gonna take that?
he's talking about a stocking.
You gonna take that
Christmas tree?
Pop off a piece of my
candy cane?
Oh God!
Police say they responded about 9 a.m. on Monday to a car parked from what they understood to be a medical emergency. Investigators say a state trooper spotted a Chrysler Town and Country minivan.
Hell yeah.
Parked on the hard shoulder. Two men on the other side of the guardrail, according to the complaint. The victim told the trooper that he was driving the minivan with his passenger, and the victim told the trooper that Lucas reached around his seat when he was driving and began choking him. The victim told the trooper that he was singing Christmas songs and it is not known which specific Christmas carols he was singing. Lucas would not listen to the state trooper, who tried to handcuff him after several verbal commands. He ended up having to sweep Lucas's legs from under him to get control of the situation.
Danielson from the Karate Kid?
Sweep the legs. He is charged with aggravated assault, simple assault, strangulation, resisting, and disorderly conduct.
But, so was this guy an Uber driver, or how did
maybe
he seemed like a buddy of his?
But if it's a buddy of yours, like, do you start choking him, and do the cops get called? Like, at what point do you go, you know what?
Unless, like, Christmas, like, triggers him.
Maybe.
Christmas songs, like, triggered, like, just bad memories.
His dad went out for a pack of smokes on Christmas Eve and never
came back.
Never came back.
Where's Daddy, Mama? He said he's just going to the gas station real quick. Where's Daddy?
Run over by the reindeer.
Just stop saying that.
Daddy!
Stop it! I said stop it! Stop it! You know what that does to me!
Daddy!
But me and Grandpa, we believe... I think that's how it goes.
So a doctor in California used a video link to tell a patient that he's going to die.
Dude, this is cold-blooded.
This particular woman said that she was expecting a doctor would deliver the bad news about her grandfather via video screen on a robot. The woman said she was sitting by her grandfather's bedside in the ICU at Kaiser Permanente Medical Center in Fremont, California, when the machine rolled into the room and a doctor appearing via live video link offered his prognosis. Her grandfather, Ernest, died the next day. The woman said her and her family knew the grandfather would die soon, but they were angered by the way the situation was handled and how the news was delivered. She said that her and her family hope that no one else receives the same treatment.
Yeah, I don't need a Mr. Coffee telling me that old Pappy Pap is going to pass.
Yeah, and it's just like roll away, and you're like...
You are going to die.
Or do you have to, like, turn on the machine?
It's like a rolling iPad. It's like, what do you play around? Like, you get to play around to Angry Birds or Candy Crush, and if you lose...
You die.
I mean, it's... I get that we have the technology and we have the ability to do it, but there are just certain things that should probably be handled in person.
And finally, a 47-year-old from Cocoa, Florida, which I haven't been, but I'm sure it's lovely, was arrested on allegations that she tried to kill her boyfriend because he snored too loudly. Deputies say the shooting was reported Shooting was reported Wednesday night, and the victim was taken to a local hospital where he is in stable condition.
Where did she shoot him?
Lori was arrested on charges of attempted murder and aggravated battery. An ongoing investigation determined that the shooting occurred during a domestic violence incident between the couple because the man was loudly snoring. The dispute escalated, and she retrieved and fired a shotgun, striking her boyfriend. Morin and the man had been drinking prior to the said argument, according to the deputies.
I mean...
You're snoring too loudly. I'm going to kill you.
I didn't know that Breathe Right made their own shotguns.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It is time for Know the Show. Here is today's question.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
In fact, every time that I go to a grocery store and the... down right there, they're like, wow, you really know how to... That's right. So this is one of my previous jobs, and it's one that I got when I was, I want to say, about 16 years old. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I was really good at it.
Were you?
Yeah. In fact, I got promoted to another position.
Did you?
Yeah. A totally different position.
Totally different.
Yeah. Started out in one position, and they're like, you're so good at that, let's put you in another position.
I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
I'm sure they still tell stories of how good you were.
Legendary day.
25 years ago.
I'm sure they do. Actually, this particular place closed down.
Huh. Well, it's because you left.
Yeah.
You ruined their lives.
Down the toilet when you left.
How on earth could they stay in business?
Everything could have been amazing, and you've just ruined it, Dave. Mm-hmm.
So the person that is the first one to call us the correct answer gets tickets to Tapped In, a craft beer and golf experience, Friday, March 29th at Top Golf, Las Vegas. So it's going to be a great event. There is going to be tastings that go on during a three-hour period. You can enjoy them all. You can dance the night away with smooth mixes by a live DJ. Who wrote that? Like, you dance the night away with smooth mixes of a live DJ.
Well, you can.
I guess. Like me drunk on an IPA. There's nothing smooth about me dancing away by myself. But there's going to be a lot of great breweries. So Lagunitas, Boston Beer Company, Garage Brewing Company, Hot Valley, Stone Brewing, and much more. So it's going to be a really fun event on Friday, March 29th. X107.5, good morning. What is your name?
Matthew Oliver.
Hello, Matthew Oliver. What is the correct answer? I used to do what at this particular spot?
Bad boy.
There you go. I feel like bag boy is a little derogatory, though. I prefer sack lad.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's why you were the best. Yeah.
Sack lad Dave.
All right. Congratulations to you, man. Thank you for listening today.
Thank you.
All right. That's going to do it for us. No, he was not. He is also done with this. Sack lad.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X 107.5.